Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Tuesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush, on Early Break. If you are a mathematician, 23 days away from kickoff, Nebraska, Cincinnati, in Kansas City. People are counting down the hours. That's
probably don't have to be a mathematician on that one.
But it doesn't hurt, though.
No.
If you are, it makes it easier, right?
Right. I got you.
Yeah. Sip informed me, Bill, that he's on 2 hours of sleep from last night.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I can't. You know, you have those nights, right? Everybody does.
Oh, everybody does.
Yeah.
Mine's usually I just wake up in the middle of the night about something. There's been a casualty in the headphone set.
What happened?
It's just broke.
No, we have a problem.
It snapped off. Looks like there was anger.
That's a problem. looks like that must have happened.
Headset after it's been thrown. That happens.
That happens.
We'll have to get some footage of that, see what happened.
Headset.
Who's throwing headsets in here?
Are you talking to that mic there, Bill?
Well, I got a lot going on.
He's trying to organize his headset. I didn't know it was broken. I would have fixed it before the show. My apologies. Didn't see that.
God, I'm a taskmaster.
Yeah, but you told me you had like the combination, you know, a couple of medicines. That helps you sleep better usually. You didn't sleep at
hearing,
all. That's kind of odd.
Does it? Does Sudafed help you sleep? I don't know.
Yes,
the hearing's better because I went to Walgreens actually in a proactive moment, which Bill knows I don't do stuff like that. And the lady behind the counter said, Sudafed Mucinex combo, stick with it.
Oh. And I would think that would wipe you out for hours. And you're saying
Mucinex
at all.
Is good. It is. You drink a lot of water with it, Steve.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, that's what's going on. It definitely helped. Not out of the woods.
I'm with you. I got a lot of allergy sinus stuff going on.
I think it's all three of us here.
Yeah, we got a lot of it going on.
So what is it? What's it from?
Is it the crud or is it sick? Is it allergies or is it a cold?
It's allergies. I do not have a cold.
I can't tell.
It's the rain. It's the rain.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. But a lot of people have it. Wes texted yesterday. Wes from Newton, Kansas. Thank you, Wes.
We talked about something earlier, me and Steve did, just on the side there.
Okay.
We weren't leaving you out. We just kind of a sidebar conversation, how great it was to have Ellie back.
Ellie's
here.
Ellie's back, yeah.
Ellie Apple.
Yeah. And we should have some sort of a return to the program system, because if anyone's ever back in town as an old producer, it'd be nice to have him come in and work the board for a day.
Well, we had Milfy back last week. He just said hello, didn't work the board. Josh or young Ben, maybe?
If all of a sudden I walked in and Josh was here, that would freak me out. If young Ben was there, would freak me out. Or Bella was there.
Oh, any of them.
Any of them. You guys know that. I'm just going back to my era. You guys have them. Can you imagine all of a sudden it's just like, hey, I'm going to be back in town. You want to stop in and run the board. Stop and run the board for at least a segment.
Yeah. Bella, that'd be great.
Yes.
Ben would be incredible.
It'd make me very happy if we went back to producer number one, Adam Furley, for a day. And he just...
Bill would have had a heyday.
So Bill could just watch the implosion of him show up late and then... flip us off for being 18 minutes late. Like, it's our fault that we brought it up on the airwaves.
Bill and Adam, I think, would have gotten along.
Oh, I don't know.
I think they would have gotten along, but it would have been a weird relationship. It'd be weird.
I'd like to meet this guy.
Bill would have attacked Adam, and rightfully so, because Adam deserved everything that
I'd like to meet this guy.
But you would have liked him. He's very likable. He's funny. And he's got incredible hair. Like,
he's proud of his hair.
Is he?
Yeah. And it is ridiculous. Like,
Ben chastised me yesterday.
He's got better hair than Ben.
Better hair than Ben?
That's saying something. Yeah.
Whoa. We talked about Ben's hair every day.
Yes, Adam's hair is better than Ben's.
Ben got after me a little bit yesterday on the text stream.
Did
I text him, And like that, is that anything, any chance you can get any coverage from the Loop River?
Oh, yes, that's right.
Bridge.
Columbus.
Oh, yeah. And he goes, Bill, I'm in Norfolk. I don't cover Columbus.
Uh-oh.
And let me know that. Uh-oh. Yes. And I thought maybe through the corridor, through the IT corridor.
I wonder.
I thought the IT corridor might cover that because I thought Columbus and Norfolk might be able to cover
stuff. I wondered myself if Norfolk would do that.
Ben let me know. And it wasn't really a chastise. It was being nice. But he goes, we don't cover that. LOL, he said.
You should have said, Ben, it's your city, though. You're from there. It's an iconic bridge in your hometown.
I said, Ben, you're from Columbus. You remember that, don't you? And that was discussed. Jeez. But to have any of the old producers back for a day would be nice.
It'd be fun.
Yeah. But it threw me today. I walked in. There was Ellie.
Yeah. Ellie's going to be here this week.
Yeah. I missed
multiple days.
I think the rest of the week or through Thursday? Yeah. 3 days of Ellie.
3 days.
Rudy's back Friday.
This is nice. First thing I asked her was, will Derek be chiming in on Song of the Day? But he is in Arizona with his other daughter, and Ellie's not happy because everyone's on vacation.
She's
but her, she's home with the dog. She's home with the dog.
Embrace
right
now. It, Ellie. Yeah. I mean, you're, come on.
You know what I do, though, Ellie? Get a bunch of, what do they call that? DoorDash. Just DoorDash a bunch of food.
To your dad.
Yeah, charge
your dad.
It to Derek.
Yes, I would DoorDash a bunch of food.
Good
yes.
food.
Too bad Tony and Luigi's isn't still
three
open.
Meals a day.
Yeah,
DoorDash.
Old Country Buffet.
You can't DoorDash a buffet.
I don't think you can do that.
Cracker Barrel.
That's more like
yeah.
I've never DoorDashed in my life.
Imagine DoorDashing a buffet. Yeah, bring me one of everything. Yeah. I mean everything.
They don't even have Old Country Buffet.
I know, right? I know.
But I've never done a DoorDash in my life. I've never done Uber Eats or any of that stuff.
People do that.
People do it a lot.
Oh, God.
Rudy did it the other day for breakfast.
He did.
All of a sudden, a guy shows up, and Rudy's all of a sudden got Chick-fil-A.
So I watched Rudy walk outside. I said, what's going on? It was like 7:10. He's just standing outside. I see him outside. I said, what's happening? And yeah, here comes the McDonald's bag. And then all of a sudden, we get donuts a half hour later brought into us.
Yeah. Rudy should have hung on to his money.
He should have just waited. Rudy?
That's the thing. Hang on in there, Ellie. Don't go doing any sort of DoorDash or anything like that. There's a chance someone brings food into us.
I think Rudy, I guess what Rudy's, he had like two sandwiches, I think a drink or something like that. And he was like, a sweet tea. It was like $12, but it was $19. So they had $7 of DoorDash fee.
I'm blown away.
$7.
There's no chance in my life at that age that I was spending an extra seven.
Who has that?
Extra seven to DoorDash.
I'm blown away by it. Blows me away.
I had to do it one time, and I regret it. It was Elizabeth was in the hospital. We were trying to give birth. I was starving, so I DoorDashed some Wendy's, and I did it one time. And I was like, "This cost is ridiculous. I'll never ever do this again. Ever.
Try to birth.
Never do it again."
Jake's upset. Like, do it one more time, though,
it's like
Jake.
$6 surcharge. No, this is stupid.
Well, I think they kind of have to.
I
though.
Understand that,
they,
but why?
How else can they make their
it
money?
It was an emergency.
Jake.
I couldn't get food. I couldn't leave.
But
like, I'm
Jake,
starving.
How does they have? I think I don't think the charge is high.
Well, I'm just
have
saying.
Somebody deliver you food.
Okay.
I don't think that is high.
The point is this: then, if for those who do that all the time, what are you doing? What
I couldn't
are
imagine
you doing?
Just have a lot of money.
Me and you in college. You imagine me like, okay, I have enough money to get McDonald's.
No.
But I'm going to spend an extra $7 to have it delivered.
No.
No chance.
No shot. No, I
would they want a tip on top of that, too. Yeah. There's like a tip option. Like, no, the $7 was your tip.
Whoa, Jake. Wow, made a stand.
That's why I'm not doing it again.
No, you know what I'd like to know, too?
$6 out the window.
I want to know if the Roundup is really going to the schools.
Don't
you know what that happens
that.
To me
Don't
all the time?
That.
I want to know.
Don't do that. I did it last night at Panda Express. Yeah.
You want to round up for the schools?
You wonder.
Yeah, I always round up. I do. I go up wherever I'm at. Hey, you want to round up for the kids? I'm like, yeah, I'll give them the extra 40 cents or whatever. I round up. I have no idea where that money's going.
I gotta think it is.
I would hope so. I hope there's some sort of a. Maybe tomorrow we can ask.
Let's check LPS. You know.
Yes.
Do they look down on you if you say no? I do sometimes say no. Or I'll say I did it earlier or something like that.
You don't have to make up a lie to him, Steve. You don't have to tell him anything.
It's a yes or no.
You can just say
fine.
No. It's just, you don't have to go with a whole elaborate scheme of why you're not doing it.
Did
I did it,
early.
2 days ago, and then this happened, and then I ended up getting in my...
little,
I don't have 25
tires,
cents today.
Just tell him yes or no.
Tires.
Round up yes or no.
Had to get new tires.
Yes.
Sorry, can't donate today.
But I round up a lot. I just hope it's going to the right spot.
Is it just going to the owner of the establishment?
That's what I wondered. It's all of a sudden.
Yes, it's for the kids in
yes.
school.
Yes.
Someone says, if you order more food, are the rates the same? Might make a sense if you're ordering a lot of food. I don't know. I'm going to assume, again, assumption here, yes, if it's a big order, that it's more money to deliver. But
for Uber Eats.
Yes, but if it's not, then that's the way to go.
Hmm.
I think the job is fascinating. I think the people, I told you that we had, I did a section 2 years ago on my passion for the pizza delivery man, mm-hmm. especially back in the day when there was no GPS, because that was remarkable what the skill set they had. Delivering pizzas in the 70s. Imagine that. Hey, just go to 48th, 29 Q Street. It. You're like, what?
You know,
apartment nine.
Oh, that's just horrible.
Yeah, I mean, horrible. So the skill set that people must have, so if I get this right, so they get the order. They drive to McDonald's. Is that right? They place the order.
Yes, there's a pickup area for those cars you see is right
up
front.
They pick it up, and then they drive to come find you. It has to be interesting sometimes.
I'm sure. Although, what I see in my neighborhood is they just drop it on the – here's what they do. They drop. Okay, so the girl that used to live next to me, she would get Outback all the time, and they would deliver it and then take a picture of it, putting it on her porch. They'd put it on her porch and take a picture of it. So then probably send her the picture and say, there it is. Yeah. We delivered it. And also there's a record of it being delivered. Yeah, freaked me out. She would get Outback all the time.
There is one of my favorite neighbor Gatsby scenes. You ever skit, whatever. When he had Uber Eats McDonald's and Dairy Queen, mm-hmm. and they were going to arrive at the exact same time, and he was freaking out. He goes, how am I going to explain this? When all of a sudden into my driveway pulls the McDonald's and Dairy Queen at the exact same time. It's probably happened to other people.
I bet it has. Yeah. No, do you have the app?
No.
No, absolutely not.
That was
neither do I.
Yeah, I had to add it for that night, I deleted it right away. So I'm not doing this.
You know who we use though? We old school at the Valentino's because the Valentino gift cards that we're lucky to obtain once a month immediately goes to Valentino's, and I always talk to the delivery guy. Whenever he shows up.
Oh, you use it for delivery.
I've done that too. It's great.
And I always talk to him too.
I've never thought about that.
Yeah. So I always thought, I'm like, hey, what's going on? I got a chance. Where's he from? What's going on? Get kind of lay of the land like that. I love the pizza delivery people are awesome.
That's still alive. We're holding on to that one barely.
Barely.
Good. Well, that was interesting.
This is Bugaboo Tuesday, which we get to at 6:45. But
you got a Bugaboo?
But something that Bill brought up has really bothered the Breakers. Eric in Hickman says, I say no at every one of those roundups because I'm sick of getting asked to round up for something at almost every single place that I go.
There's something Bugaboo to that. Now, it is every place you go. There's not one place I go where it's like, you want to round up? You want to round up?
Broad conspiracy.
Yeah, it is a broad conspiracy. I'm going to do this. This might be Bugaboo 2.
Bugaboo 2.
Things that are bothering me.
Okay, so very interesting conversation to me. You decline, and I think you can. I don't think they're going to look down at you.
I don't think so, because the person, which, again, talk about incredible people, those work in the register at any of these places. So I don't think they could care less. I don't think they're like going, really? The kids?
Yeah, they're not questioning my intent.
Yeah. I mean, you've been in this position. You just say no.
Well, I'm going to tell you this right now.
You say no.
So I think I say yes every time. And for the rest of the week, I'm going to say no.
What are you going to say?
Just say, no, thank you. I'm not going to go with, no, thank you. We have a wedding coming up and there's a lot of expenses.
I did it earlier.
No.
I did it at Casey's.
It's yes or no.
I already rounded up at Casey's. Does that count?
No, I'm just going to say yes.
Just say I'm good.
Or no. You don't have to go into anything.
Don't have to defend yourself.
You have to defend yourself. No.
I'm a little light this month.
Anything else in the Breakers on that, Jake?
One more. Casey and Seward. Actually, two more. Casey and Seward says, I have driven for Uber Eats in the past, and the drivers don't make that much. You might spend 45 minutes on the delivery and make $7 on the trip with a $2 tip. It's not great. Uber makes a killing off the added fees. Another reason, the person picking up the food makes nothing. It goes to Uber. They don't need any more money. Uber's fine.
The person doing it makes a little money.
He said $7 for 45 minutes.
Not a good job.
Yeah.
It's not a good. Daisy's friend does it. It's not good.
My last Uber drive from going from an airport wherever I was going. I always love talking to Uber guys. Hey, what do we got going on here? How's it going? He goes, same thing. Goes, used to be incredible. So we made really good money. He goes, I made over $100,000. And he goes, not
Uber.
Why?
He goes, now there's just the rates that what Uber takes, their cut is just that much higher.
Not better times. God. I mean, I had a friend who just was between jobs and was driving Uber all day long and then discovered I can make a living doing this.
Yeah.
Maybe he's cut out now. He's doing it in Austin, Texas. Maybe he can't do that now.
Someone else says the DoorDash pass, you pay $10 a month and all delivery fees are waived. Now, that could be somewhat worthwhile.
Say again?
Hold it. That sounds incredible. That sounds too good to be
Zonk.
True.
Zonk says DoorDash pass, $10 per month, all delivery fees are waived.
Ooh.
That sounds ridiculous.
Ooh.
That's a good deal.
Rudy spent $7 on one.
He told me.
But they get 10. They get your 10.
That's fine. If you do it all the time, that you save a ton of money.
That's a layup.
Do it.
I'm going to look into this. We might start doing some
DoorDash.
Yeah. Just do it during the show.
What would you get DoorDash, like you and Laura? What would you get?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
I wouldn't do it. I'd get Panda Express, but I would never do it. There's no way.
I go with this one. I go with exactly the way life should be. It should be, this is Bugaboo 3. Life should be the way I grew up, and I did it last night 9 times. Or I just open the fridge and think magically that something appeared different, 100%. Or I missed something. I just love opening the fridge and go
stare in there.
You stare in there and then
around.
Like 40 minutes later, you know what? There's probably some in there I just didn't see. And I look back and there's no magic happened. There was no. And
God bless you.
That's the way life.
Yeah. That is
that's
what
how
we
I grew
do.
Up. That's how I grew
I've been
up.
There, yeah.
And that's how I'm gonna go out.
That's an everyman.
Yes.
Every man does that.
Yes. Just stare in the fridge.
Oh, I love staring in the fridge.
I did it.
Something has to change.
I did it 10 times last night. 10 times. Loved it. Yeah. That's what I do. I don't look one time and go, hang on, I'm calling Uber Eats.
No.
Nope. What I'm going to do is I'm going to come back in 45 minutes and open up this fridge again.
Try it again.
And try it again and see if something got a little better. That's all I'm going to do.
Were you 0 for 10 then, Bill?
It was. I was 0 for 10. And then in the end, also, like that, same thing. Just get some cereal.
Reliable. Oh, yeah.
Reliable.
Always, cereal.
Oh, yeah. You know what? A little bowl of cereal here will just kind of top things off, and I'll head her in for the night. It's a thing of beauty.
You do the cereal for dinner sometimes?
Oh, I do. Quite often.
Why not?
And the best part is Laura will ask me, what do you think about dinner? I'm like, I'm fine. I'll just do cereal.
Oh,
and she just looks at me like, she looks at her face. Is like, you're doing cereal. I go, I'm fine. Shredded mini wheats. I'll be good.
Oh, man. That's depressing. Woo, that's depressing.
I ask Laura. I do it quite
God,
often.
Dang it.
Do it quite often.
I only do that in a
And you look
pinch.
Out there and you see LaRue out there on
grilling steak.
Yep,
two grills
like
going.
Come on, LaRue.
Two grills going. He's got a Blackstone. And
he's got his like chicken.
Yeah, he's got all the stuff. He's got a
marinated
Traeger out there. Yeah. The marinated meats.
He yells over.
Cereal again, Bill?
Cereal again?
Is that Fruity Pebbles?
There's Bill in the back deck eating cereal. LaRue's got steaks over there.
Oh, God, the life of LaRue, I'm telling you. Just got back from Italy, too.
God.
Yeah, he's over in Italy.
Oh, just over in Italy.
I talked to him, too. I said, I had to learn you're in Italy, but I said I had to read about it on Facebook. I didn't even know you were gone, and you live like 8 feet away from us. I had no idea.
Oh, my God, seriously?
Yeah, I'm like going.
He didn't tell you?
I was like, Laura, I go, LaRue's are in Italy.
They didn't say to watch the house or anything?
Well, they had people watching the house. There was people there.
Didn't trust you to watch the house.
I'm not capable
Come
of
on,
that.
LaRue.
You are capable.
No, LaRue knew because we have to ask him a lot of technical questions.
This
about
is kind of interesting that they went to Italy and you didn't
no.
know.
I had no idea.
You saw it on Facebook.
No, here's the best. They went for 2 weeks. Had no idea they were gone.
I'll be going to hell.
I'll be going to hell.
I think they should tell you.
Yeah. I think they should have, too.
I do.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply in-app only.
But I wasn't down on him at all, but I just, like I said, I just know he's got marinated meats and stuff, so
No, I know you're not down on him. I think it's they should tell you when they're going to Italy.
Probably should.
As your next door neighbor.
As your next door neighbor that we do talk to often.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, if you actually talk to them, it's, yes. If you don't talk to them, it's one thing. If you do talk to them, it's odd.
That's hilarious.
But they wouldn't tell you.
They were gone for 2 weeks in Italy.
Kind of quiet over at the LaRue house.
You seen the LaRues?
No, they're in Italy.
All of a sudden I see it.
That
on
would
Facebook.
Make me, I kind of upset me if Leo, they're in El Salvador. My
Leo neighbors, is.
Yeah. And it would upset me if they
came back with a gift from El Salvador and had no idea you were gone.
Yeah, when did you leave? Yeah, that's interesting. That's a good conversation about yeah. Uber Eats. And what is it? Uber Eats and DoorDash.
DoorDash, yeah.
DoorDash.
So is it just down to two?
There's probably a third one in there. I don't know. But that's the two you hear about.
Uber Eats and DoorDash. I'm not going to do it.
That $10 thing sounds great. Don't see me doing it. But I will. You'll see a pizza delivery guy.
Sounds like you're kind of trending towards
one of my favorite things, too. Another thing that is just you miss is for some reason it came with the package. So you get a 2-liter bottle of some sort of soda. And they're incredible because a 2-liter bottle is ruined within about 20 seconds.
I mean, it's so flat.
It's so flat. It's just complete waste. You open it. It's like, hey, when you open
pour it right now.
Hey,
drink,
when you
drink,
open
drink.
This, when you open this baby up, pour it and drink it immediately because 4 minutes from now, this last liter and a half is ruined.
It's going to be horrible. Just sugar and nastiness.
Remember, I remember those having those like in our fridge and grabbing one like that, and you drink it, and they'd be like going, this is just the most awful thing I've ever had.
It tastes very good. This Pepsi's gone flat.
Zero carbonation. It's gone within seconds.
That's true.
Oh, drink it right away.
Hit on a lot of stuff today.
Yes.
Ellie's here.
She is here.
Ellie Apple.
Well, I'll just say this last thing, idle chit-chat. I was at the golf course for 9 hours yesterday. Nine.
We knew Jake was golfing.
I sent the rundown by about 10:45.
How is that possible?
Yeah,
I would not do that again if I had the chance. I played in we sponsored a team in a scramble at Woodland Hills, and then I had golf league at 6. So it got over at 5:45. I had time to go get a quick hamburger and back to the course to play 9 holes. The weather was great, but I was miserable the last 9 holes. I just wanted to go home.
How? Who'd you play with, Jake?
I played with Swim. Trip was on our team.
Okay, Triptastic.
And then my buddy Mike from Liquid Assets played with us as well.
Okay. Nice.
So then what happened?
I had to play golf league at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Same course.
Same course.
We finished our last hole of the tournament at 5:42. So I had 18 minutes to get a hamburger and get back on the course to play league. So I was not
life.
In a good
way.
Yeah, not in a good
rough
way.
Life. Well, how'd you do it, Jake?
18 minutes. Woof a hamburger.
Yeah, I had to play 27 holes of golf, and it was all free.
Then I had a hamburger.
Yeah, a hamburger.
Had to eat it in 18 minutes.
Yeah,
I had to chow down. Yeah. It was a long line for the hamburger.
That's really hard.
I took your burger and walked out to the cart.
I'm going to round up for you.
Imagine the pioneers like that. We had to wait in line for our hamburgers. Did you guys
after we played golf?
Did you just come across the Rocky Mountains in a covered wagon?
Felt like
yes, it. I know, but also the hamburger line was long.
Yeah, we played golf for 27 holes.
Yeah.
Me and Swim.
Well, Swim was there for the 18. I did not play the last night with him. But
okay. You just want to get
what
home
happens? Are you guys getting a fight?
He's not in my league.
No. Oh, the last. Oh,
this was the league with
yeah.
AJ.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not in the
How's
league.
AJ doing?
AJ's fine. He was close to a mental breakdown last night, but then he made a birdie putt to get back with us.
AJ was close to a mental breakdown.
Yeah, it happens a lot. He's close to.
He's from Columbus, yeah, by the way.
You boxed with him.
Birth.
Yes.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Ag.
Joey!
You need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you. 738 Ag runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more at 738ag.com.
Joey, talked to him yesterday in great length. Joey now is also has a gas company. And Joey is now delivering gas door to door like that. So if you're if whatever farm you're on, wherever company you're with, they have a gas company and they deliver gas to you.
Really?
How nice would that be? What if right now we got hooked up with Joey and he looked out there and he's just filling our car up right out here by the station? That'd be sweet, wouldn't it? Joey just charged.
That kind of Joey? What kind of gas are we talking
What's
about?
That? Here's gas. All kinds of gas. Everything you need.
Really? Yeah. Like car gas.
Car gas like that. Probably a little more of a diesel-based system.
Wow.
But the thing is that Joey is expanding his portfolio is what he's doing. Imagine that. So all of a sudden, you guys need you know how much gas a farm uses?
A lot.
A lot. And who delivers it? Joey.
Joey.
Thank you. Number 19.
Good people. Good Absolutely. People. Number 19.
Thank you, Joey.
738egg.com. 464-5685. Call or text as always. Today, after practice, Sip will hear from John Butler.
That's for sure.
That's today, yes. Yeah. John Butler. Okay. Bill was upset with us because we didn't talk defense from the scrimmage, the practice
at
all.
Not a word,
on
really.
Saturday. So I'm curious. We talked offense yesterday. We talked a lot of offense from what we saw. For John Butler today, anything that that you have a question about for him from what you saw didn't see on Saturday at the practice?
What you might fire away at.
Well, I don't know how to. I don't know how to formulate a question on this.
Okay.
But you can talk me through it, perhaps.
Okay, we can help out.
Here's what I'm getting at. Okay, so there's a lot of talk about Vincent Shavers being maybe one of the best defenders on the team. So I was squaring up in my brain. People kept saying that, and I'm like, well, he didn't start the other night. It was a practice. It wasn't a scrimmage. It wasn't a game. But he wasn't with the first group. It was of linebackers. It was Marquise Watson, Trent, Deshaun McCull, and Javon Wright. Mm-hmm. So Sean kept saying, yeah, well, Vincent Shavers looks so good. He's probably the best guy on the team. I'm like, wait a second. He wasn't even in the lineup. And I don't know. I just was trying to figure stuff out yesterday. He is their best blitzer and pass rusher, but they got guys that are better run fitters than him. Marquise Watson, Trent, and Javon Wright. And I'd say, is it Jacob Bauer?
Yes.
So I don't know what you do. So this is a package question, right?
Probably a package question. If I was going to word it, I'd be like, I hate to ask you this. I know it's practice. Shavers with the ones was not out there. Hmm. Is there a reason for it?
Right.
Something like that. Yeah. Just kind of, you want to soft shoe into it a little bit like that.
God, thank you.
Shavers is with the twos.
He's the best player on the team.
Best player on the team. Sean Callahan told me. And we'd like an answer. Please.
Your response.
Yes.
Butler.
It's a package question. It's a good situation that they're in because they do have a lot of athletes on that second level. So I don't know. If I would tell Shavers, hey, get a little bit better with your run fits so you can be out there. But like a guy like Wright, Javon, as you know, is good against the run and can cover, right?
Yeah, he's got great length also.
And he's 6'5".
Yeah. So anytime in coverage, you can put your hands on people, on tight ends. It really helps a lot. So, but I like I said, I wouldn't overthink it too much, but okay. I also think it's a real question because here's the deal. When you have an open practice that people have paid to see, they come to your practice and they're watching, they're going to have some questions. And if you have that open practice, you're going to get asked.
Yep.
You're going to get asked some questions. Absolutely. Like that. And so just ask the question of how you want to
view.
And
think about what they got out there, Bill. It is very alluring when they have 6'5" Javon Wright and 6'5" Deshaun McCullough. That it's a good looking second level. But Shavers coming off the edge is something to behold. Like he can come off the edge. I don't know. Again, package discussion because he's technically an inside guy. And he's a great blitzer because he's so athletic. The other question I have for him is simple. What do you do with this narrative? Like, do you talk to the guys about the narrative that you're most vulnerable up front on defense? Do you just ignore that very pervasive narrative, or do you address it with the guys?
Yeah, good question.
I want to ask that because it's been addressed a little bit. I think Cam Lenhart was asked about it the other day, and those guys probably have a chip on their shoulder, but I'd like to hear what he says about it. And then he was asked I was watching his interview on
BTN.
Big Ten Network, yeah. Howard Griffith asked him, what's the strength of your defense? And he says it's the overall athleticism. And I get it because of what we just said. There's a lot of those guys on the second level, and then a guy like Singleton, you know, the guys in the back end. It's pretty athletic. Let's see what he says. We're sure he's today.
Yes, John Butler, Addison Williams also will speak. The defensive backs coach and three or four players will speak after practice today.
Okay, and I think Troy Dannon's going to be on hand, too, for questions.
For any reason at all?
Mm-mm. Just to be there. No, that's got Jake. What? Jake was his antenna. Odd? No, after not practice? Terribly. He was there last. Okay. It's not after. Yeah, it is after practice. He did it last year. He just kind of shows up if you have anything for him. So that's that. Sean will handle that part. I can stick to the football stuff.
Football. Let Sean do the AD talk. It's fine.
Sean's like an AD. I mean, he thinks more like an AD. Business side. I don't know what he'll address.
Okay. Well,
what's their practice schedule for the week?
It seems like they practice every day or close. I don't know what.
Don't do that.
I don't.
So just so you know. Shut up. Anyway.
I don't know what days they shut down. It might be. They do have one day where they don't do much, and that might be today. But I don't know. I do not know. I'm not going to profess to know that answer.
You have certain days that you're basically, you might have a walkthrough, but you're basically not practicing.
But the kids are still around, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm trying to find. I can't find this.
What do you want to know from Butler?
Well, again, a lot of it comes down to the defensive backs, too. I want to know what Andrew Marshall. He looked good to me practice.
Jake, you went to practice.
Yeah, I thought
Jake
Andrew Marshall looked the part as a starting cornerback. I'd like to know I'm one fan. That was about Ja'Cory Barney, though.
Yes.
I'd like to know his thoughts on the first week of practice for Andrew Marshall, and if you think that's, as of right now, a starting cornerback of the team. Because he looks like it to me.
It does. I think he's a starting cornerback and the top backup punt returner behind your boy,
Ja'Cory Barney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, Marshall's made a big impression. There's a couple guys that we haven't talked about much I wonder about. We can ask Justin Rhett, who's a transfer from Georgia, mm-hmm. who I think is playing some nickel. And Jameer Khan, a transfer from Directional Illinois, that is in that nickel conversation. Heard yesterday that Maverick Noonan is sort of making a push. He's a big Jack linebacker.
A name you haven't heard much.
No, I've not heard.
I know he had injury. I know that, but just
came up yesterday.
Yeah.
Run stopper.
Right. Gotcha.
Run stopping Jack. He's 6'4", 245. So he's a bigger. I'd say a bigger Jack. I mean, McCullough's 225. Jordan Ochoa is about 225, and Maverick's 20 pounds heavier. But I guess he's playing pretty well now. Maybe ask about that. And you know, you always want to ask, you want to formulate some question about those guys up front, because that's still the biggest question. What do you think about them up front? Could you tell?
They have some work to do, I think, but it was also the first week.
What if I told, they're going against a really good offensive line. Yeah. I really think that, Bill. I think they're good up front on offense. I do. I think that four of those guys might be NFL players.
Uh-oh. Hmm? Wet Blanket's going to come for you on that one.
Come on, Wet
Blanket.
Come on,
will
bring it, Wet Blanket.
Wet Blanket will document that at 6:32 that Sip says four NFL offensive linemen right now. Yeah, that's for sure going to get documented on
four.
The show.
I'm not saying first rounders. I'm not saying second rounders. I'm just saying guys that could probably play.
Are you saying drafted, though?
Pritchett, Litovsky, Evans, Spindler. And Teddy's playing really well.
Mark it down, WB. He's on the spot here.
Teddy's going to win that right tackle job. He's going to win it.
Well, there's been a prediction put out.
Teddy's going to win it.
Their right tackle will be Teddy.
Teddy's going to be the right tackle. Knack is right there, but I think Teddy will start the opener as long as he stays healthy. He's playing well.
There you go. Prediction.
Does Gunner play it right at all?
Gunner's behind Pritchett and giving Pritchett all he wants. Gunner Gatula is a dude. So they're good. They're good at left and good at right. They're in good shape right now. And, you know, you still have Turner Corcoran, who's on the cusp of coming back, where I don't even know where you put him. I suppose he's a tackle. He can play inside, though.
Played a lot of snaps value. It's just keep stacking value.
They got depth. I mean, that line, they got some stuff there. So it's good for the defensive line to get womped around a little bit every day, too.
Womped around.
Womped.
So they love that. Just womped around.
I haven't heard that much. Had to go up front. We got womped.
Yeah.
Never heard that before.
What is that, a press conference? Yeah, we got womped out there.
I saw a clip yesterday of Evans getting downfield and just slamming a linebacker who I will not name because he would not want that out there. Wow. This is some nastiness up there. They got some nasties.
What? When's the big scrimmage?
Saturday.
Saturday is always one.
Thank
big
you for
scrimmage.
Asking. Yeah, there might be
It's usually a couple, but yeah. I would imagine the one that really, when you get to Saturday, by that time, you're about, what, 10 practices in?
Yeah, this is the second week.
10 of 25. So there's not a lot of time after that first scrimmage of a lot of change. Or they even right now, they have a pretty good idea. There's not a lot of, you make that.
One undo.
It's kind of like, okay, this is kind of where we're at, and we're going to start moving on. And, you know, we're about 10 days out, they'll move on to Cincinnati, and they might even have a period on them even earlier than that. Sometimes you have a 10-minute period on Cincinnati or whatever it is. But
so this is the second week of camp. Oh, Rule did say something I thought was interesting. They get 9 days in pads. Is that sufficient for you, Bill? It's not sufficient
nine
for
full?
Him. Nine full.
Nine full? Yeah, that's enough.
Is that enough?
Yeah, maybe if you're going to push back, be like 10. And it wouldn't be like a big deal. So because
what,
you practice,
what did they used to have?
You practice so well. And also, if you watch them like that, when they say not in full pads, that just usually means knee pads.
Yep.
They usually have their thigh boards in. They usually have their shoulder pads on. And they practice really well.
And you've said that they go after it when they're not in full pads. I've noticed that over the years. I'm like, they're in full pads.
Yeah. And one of the things that was what I used to, there's a twofold to it. They used to put on these spiders mm-hmm. to protect the shoulder yep. from getting banged. And all they were is just like something went under your pads. All the spiders were like a protection device. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden when you put them on, mm-hmm. is like you put on shoulder pads.
I know.
So you're practicing as if you were in full pads. And that's not
all the time.
And it's not the same protection.
No. Nope.
And that was always one of the things. It's like, well, what do we do? If we take the spiders off and someone bangs shoulders, we have an incident.
Problem.
But when we put them on them, we practice like this. So it's always kind of a back and forth. But all I know is up front, no pads.
They're going after
it. Hands are on people.
Yep. I know. I'm always like, what are they doing?
Yeah, hands are on people.
Like, yeah, if I was a coach, I'd be like, what are we? Yeah. Do you just want to put the pads on? I mean, there's something else, Jake. There's one other thing I wanted to.
No, we'll figure it out.
Scrimmage Saturday.
Okay. Before we get to break,
can you attend that?
No. We only have one viewing session left.
That's it.
Yep. Okay. As far as I know.
Better be there.
What do you got for us, Jake?
Before we get to break, if you are hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in the downtownish Lincoln area.
Can we go today?
We could. Where would you want to go, though, Bill?
Philman's?
Breakfast, brunch, and lunch?
Breakfast, brunch, and lunch. That would not be Roman's.
What would that be?
Yeah, well, we've got a lot of things going on here, Steve.
It's all right.
That would be the Bird.
Early Bird.
No way.
Early Bird is at 19th and K, essentially, on the way over here, Antelope Parkway. Yeah.
The other day we wanted to let's go to breakfast. And Laura asked me, she goes, what are you driving? What are we going to drive, the car? Or are we going to take the truck? I said, we're going to take the truck. She goes, we only can go to one place. She said, we got to go to Early Bird.
Yeah, because
if we don't go to Early Bird like that, then it goes,
it's
we
like
can't,
a docking station yeah, for
if,
boats.
If not, you can't park there. It's every true. Place else you go in with the truck, you're going like, oh, hang on. Now I have to get Laura to get out of the car. Hey, do I have room? Can I get in there? Not at the Bird. No,
Bird, they have a variety of burritos. They've got French toast. They've got pancakes. And they have
the
world
parking. We just left the parking out.
The parking's great. We got to get the break. And the world's famous hash holes.
Hash holes.
Hash holes.
19th and K today, Early Bird. Stop by for breakfast, brunch, and lunch. When we come back, it just means more in the SEC. We'll tell you why next in Early Break in the Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.